At Ball State University, our student athletes excel in competition. They also excel in the classroom, and they represent us on campus and in the community with integrity and character. Each year, our Cardinals contribute their time and energy to local organizations, including Habitat for Humanity, the Muncie Mission, and the YMCA. Whether it's engaging young children or at-risk adults, these student athletes are using their leadership skills to help our friends and neighbors thrive. I'm Ball State President Jeff Mearns, and this is Cardinal Compass, Campus and Community Conversations.
From the campus of Ball State University on Ball State PBS and Indiana Public Radio, this is Cardinal Compass, Campus and Community Conversations.
At Ball State University, our promise is simple: to empower the success of our students. Our students benefit from immersive learning, innovative academic programs, and state-of-the-art facilities. Ball State offers a distinctive yet affordable educational experience and the ideal environment to prepare for a fulfilling career and a meaningful life. We inspire Cardinals to transform their communities, to revolutionize their industries, and to make a difference. We fly. Are you ready to fly?
Hello and welcome to Cardinal Compass. I'm Emma Deaton.
And I'm Daniel Keene.
In this episode, we will welcome Director of Ball State Athletics Jeff Mitchell and fifth-year linebacker Keontae Newson to give some insight on the volunteer work our student athletes provide for the Muncie community.
But first, Kyle Smedley reports on the impact this volunteer work makes on local organizations.
Ball State student athletes pride themselves on investing their time and energy into the community. But who in Muncie are they actually affecting? Lee Edwards, Vice President of Community Engagement at Muncie Mission, has lived in Muncie nearly her entire life. While immersing athletes into East Central Indiana has been a decades-long focus for Ball State Athletics, Edwards has seen Ball State's commitment to Delaware County grow exponentially over the last 5 to 10 years.
Ball State is probably our largest individual volunteer group of anybody that we see.
Among many other volunteer events with Muncie Mission or any of its sister organizations, Ball State athletes often participate in Walk a Mile in My Shoes to raise awareness for those in the community struggling with homelessness, addiction, or hunger.
Well, I think naturally student athletes are born leaders, and I think they do have somewhat of a responsibility as the people that the Muncie community is looking to.
They also help build houses with Habitat for Humanity and help teach Delaware County kids how to play the sports they love through the YMCA. Paul Chigala, Sport and Recreation Coordinator at the Northwest YMCA, has a unique role that sees him bring his fellow Ball State students together to help aspiring young athletes. Chigala has truly felt the impact Ball State student athletes bring to the YMCA.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. I think all these athletes that come and, you know, sacrifice their time and volunteer, it really shines with the kids, because the kids also have role models now.
Chigala has only held his role for a year, but during that time, he has seen athletes like Ball State Soccer's Avery Finchel invest more time into volunteering than he ever expected.
It just brings to light, and it just gets the kids more active in the community, because I know we need that more, not just as Muncie, but throughout the whole country.
Kyle Smedley, Cardinal Compass.
Joining us now is Ball State Director of Athletics, Jeff Mitchell. Jeff, we're just entering the busiest season of the year in college athletics. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Thank you for having me.
Jeff, before joining Ball State, you weren't too familiar with East Central Indiana. How quickly was it made apparent the need for Ball State athletics to be involved in the community?
Well, I think it's really important that as a representative of the university and the athletics department, that we put ourselves in a situation to serve our communities, whether it's here at Ball State or elsewhere. And particularly when you're in a small college town, the relationship between the university and the community means that we need to be involved. And particularly from the athletics standpoint, our student athletes are tremendous representatives and ambassadors for the university. And so to put our students in a position to be leaders, to be winners within our community, to serve various organizations, and to have them develop connections within the community is really important. We emphasize it here within Ball State Athletics. We emphasize it at the university. And so it's a great fit, and the relationship between the university, athletics, and the Muncie community continues to grow by the day.
Speaking of that small town connection, Ball State's one of the only Division I universities in the area. President and Jeff, what kind of is the big reason that we extend so far into the community as the only Division I school in the area?
Why don't you continue it and then I'll pick up?
Sure. Well, I think there's a great responsibility that comes with that distinction as being the only Division I athletics program in the country or in the area. We also have an obligation to serve, and that is one of our enduring values at the university. And from an athletic standpoint, again, because of the visibility that our student athletes enjoy and the relationships that we want to have within the community, we have to put ourselves out there so that our community knows who we are, and we want to grow and develop the Muncie community as well.
Yeah, and it goes deeper. You know, we're a community engaged institution, so we have academic programs and organizations all across campus who are engaged in the community. But people often say that college sports is, that sports is the front porch to an institution. Well, if that front porch is designed to welcome people to our campus to attend our sporting events, it also has to go the other way. We want our student athletes to go out into the community to build those relationships, because those relationships then will encourage the people they engage with to come support our student athletes when they're in competition.
And then another question that both of you could maybe answer, what has been the response from the community that you guys are working within?
It's been great from my perspective, and I think we are going to continue to grow that. I meet people on a weekly basis, and we talk about what my experience has been moving to the Muncie area, and I tell them that it's been terrific. I've enjoyed having an eyes open mentality to learn everything that I can about East Central Indiana, about Ball State, about Muncie, and so the relationship can be developed in a very organic way, and then the next question is, how can we help? How can we be involved? And I credit our Student Athlete Advisory Committee for having that same mentality, because they want to help too. And we can talk more about what our student athletes are doing in the community.
So in previous positions at both Santa Clara University and Southern Mississippi, I'd love to know, was the emphasis on community similar, or was it a little bit of a change up when you moved to Muncie on that emphasis?
You know, it was a little bit different from living in the Bay Area of California to move into a more of a traditional college town like Hattiesburg, Mississippi. And Hattiesburg and Muncie are very similar. In the Bay Area of California, though, you've got millions of people. It's a rather large community. And while community service is important, it's a little bit more difficult to have that type of relationship that we enjoy at, say, a Hattiesburg or in Muncie. So I've really enjoyed being in those smaller college town type of environments where you can really make a difference and have a positive impact in the community.
Yeah. And you can see it when you walk in the community, when I'm going to the grocery store or out and you see the people in the neighborhood, in the community, wearing Ball State sporting gear and right. Talking about the prospects of the next football game or the next soccer game, or certainly supporting volleyball and, right. And others. You know, they feel an ownership. This is their college team, and that's pretty exciting. And I know it really helps pump up our athletes, that they know they're representing just more than the Ball State community. They're representing a broader region.
And Jeff, you've now been the director of athletics for a little over a year now here at Ball State. You have consistently stayed, like, personally involved in the community. Why is that?
Well, it's really important, and my obligation to the university is to be invested as I can be, and that carries over to being involved in the community. So it is not uncommon for me to go downtown to see what's happening in the Muncie community. It is I enjoy engaging with people at restaurants, as President Mern says, at the grocery store. There are so many people that stop to ask about how things are going at the university within Ball State Athletics. But I'm also curious to know what's going on in our community as well, and enjoyed the opportunity to visit with the mayor of Muncie before our most recent home football game, and we got to catch up about what's happening in Muncie.
And he's a big Ball State fan.
He
sits in the second row at our basketball games and is present at football games as well.
So these community initiatives, I'd love to know the process a little bit more when developing ideas for them or plans for future years. Does a lot of these initiative ideas come from the administration, or do you see athletes bringing it to the table?
We really encourage the involvement or the involvement of our student athletes, particularly our student athlete advisory committee. These students are exceptionally talented, not only academically and athletically, but they're socially minded as well. So to be in the community is really important to them. One of the examples from this past year is the involvement with the Muncie Mission. Food insecurity is a problem not only in East Central Indiana, but also across the country. And our students recognize that to be able to provide a service to the Muncie Mission by providing food, by providing awareness to that tremendous organization is something that we don't take lightly. And I'm really proud of our student athletes. They participated in the Walk a Mile charity event to raise awareness and money for the Muncie Mission, and also have donated food in various capacities. Another thing that the university has done most recently is donate food from concessions from our most recent football game went directly to the Muncie Mission to help solve the food insecurity problem.
Jeff, thank you so much for sharing Ball State Athletics' connection to the Muncie community. And the push doesn't come straight from the administration, though.
Reporter Nick Shelton caught up with student athletes to discuss their work in the community and how it has impacted them both as athletes and people.
Sports headlines often come from high scores and highlight plays, but maybe the most newsworthy stories are the ones that play out off the field and in the community. And for some, that's the best part about being a student athlete.
It's my favorite part about being an athlete. I love to compete and I love to win, but more importantly, I really like to interact with the little kids and the people around who are involved with the community.
Recently, senior golfer and student athlete advisory committee vice president Peyton Bennett found herself at the center of one such story.
You know, just last week I met a young girl on the putting green who was so excited to see another girl golfing, and she went over to her mom and said, "Mom, look, it's a Ball State golfer," and I ended up giving her a golf ball, and she just was so excited to see us.
Student athlete is a term that's imposed on every member of every college sports team. And while academic rigor and in-game performance are often lifted up as top priorities, the responsibility of being a student athlete extends beyond both the classroom and the field. Being a student athlete also means serving as a role model to the next generation.
Seeing all that work come to fruition and just, there's no feeling like that. And I want kids to look up and see a hard worker, a man that does things the right way and treats people the right way, more importantly.
One of the ways that Ball State athletes are influencing change and serving their local community is through the Student Athlete Advisory Committee, where athletes like senior volleyball player and SAAC social media and marketing coordinator Megan Wolonski work alongside local nonprofits to support the Muncie community.
I think just giving back to the Muncie community is huge, especially for all of our sports here. We love to give back, and you know, we're not a very selfish group. We're not all of our sports teams are very, very, you know, they love to give back and love to help out the community because they give so much to us.
And many are finding that the more they put in, the more they get back in return. Nick Shelton, Cardinal Compass.
Joining us now is Ball State football linebacker Keontae Newson. Keontae, a senior and defensive leader for the Cardinals, started every game for Ball State in 2023 and has been named to the preseason 2024 All-Mid-American Conference team.
Keontae, a standout player for Ball State University since arriving, but also a standout player in the community as a college athlete, as a student athlete. What does it mean to be involved in your local community as much as you can?
I just think it's important because at the end of the day, you want to have your fans in like the best graces and the best like mindset about you as a player off the field as the same as when you're on the field. And I feel like just having that community behind you makes it feel a lot better when you have wins and you're going through tough times in the season. It's like you have more to play for when you have the community behind you.
Keontae, you're originally from Covington, Tennessee, a city with population just under 10,000 people. What did community look like there?
So it was a lot of country area and then like a lot of poverty. So it wasn't too many big houses, big neighborhoods. There were small things like a golf course with like a link neighborhood or something like that. But as far as like big cities, building skyscrapers and all that, nothing too much like that. It was a lot of grass.
With all that grass, did sports kind of play a role in bringing the community together?
Most definitely, because there's like three high schools and like three schools all throughout in a different county. So Tipton County is pretty decent with sports, I'll say, in West Tennessee. But there's good competition, and not to say like Friday nights, like due to Tipton County rivalry, Tipton County champions, all those things from Brighton, Mufford, and Covington, like. The way these guys, they take care of sports and they love sports down there is just different down there in the South.
And then how would you say that your work in the community, how does that success translate to the field?
I wouldn't say it translates on the field, more or less like translates to my character, because I've had hardships in my life and I haven't always been as like happy and go lucky as people see me now. And it's been hard to overcome some of the things that I've been through, but just like giving back always makes me feel better, and I always wanted to give back because I didn't have much growing up.
Good question for both of you. Keonta, you've been here since 2020. Obviously, President Mearns a little bit longer than that, but from 2020 to now, it's been a great amount of change both in Ball State Athletics and Ball State University as a whole, especially when it comes to community initiatives and being involved in the community. How have you seen that change or grow over the last 4 years?
Well, I'll speak to it just initially, and then Keonta can certainly speak to it from his own experience. You know, certainly in 2020, when he arrived, that was when we were still in the midst of the pandemic. And so there were really real constraints on whether our student athletes could engage with fans. Many of those competitions, we weren't able to have people in the stands. So certainly that energy has grown and grown each year. And with the success that we've had in athletics, both in terms of competition and also in terms of how well our student athletes perform in the classroom and their engagement with the community, that's what Keonta was talking about earlier, is that gives people out in the community personal investment in how our student athletes perform.
Oh yeah, and 2020, like COVID, no opportunities to get out in the community.
But a MAC championship and a bowl win.
We did get that done, and I was so grateful to be a part of that and get to play in both of those games. That was fun, but like the way Ball State's changed since I've been here is just tremendous. Like now there's robots on campus bringing you food and everything like that. So it's been big to see the changes that have gone on.
Yeah, and to me, one of the things I was most proud of in that fall season, of course, you know, winning a MAC championship, winning the first postseason bowl in the university's history was great. But those student athletes couldn't have been able to prepare and compete without abiding by the strictest health protocols that any of us have ever seen in our lifetime. And one of the reasons we were so capable of competing at the highest level, particularly in that bowl game, was how diligent and disciplined our student athletes were. And it's those skills that our community admires, and it's those skills that will prepare our young women and our young men for their life work after they graduate or after they complete their athletic careers.
Yeah, that was, thank you for all that. Like, the waking up early in the morning, going to get my nose swabbed and doing all that, the quarantining if somebody would get popped in your roommates, and it's just, it was a hard time. And then they canceled the season at the beginning of it, and just seeing all those older guys like shed their tears and thinking that it was over with, that they weren't going to be able to suit up again with Cardinal and White. But playing early November, getting those games winning and just rolling and rolling and rolling, just having good times, is, I know the community was thriving off that, because we would come back and people would still be lively in the streets at 4 o'clock in the morning after we come back from NIU and stuff like that. And it's just like that's, it just warms my heart to see that the community thrives off us winning.
Keonta, given your role as True Cardinal One and captain of the defense, does that come with added responsibility within the community?
Yeah, I'll say I do majority of the talking that the coaches don't do now. It was previously Clayton Cole. He was the major voice for majority of the years I've been here. He did that. He did a great job with that. But I've done my fair share of talking to the kids and different sports teams and stuff at the camps, and I don't mind it at all. I take it on and I'll try to give as much like insight or experience or whatever I can to give back to them, and I just like it so much.
Keonta, we've already gone over the fact that you're not from Muncie, not from Indiana even. Does staying involved in the community replicate that Friday Night Lights, that community thriving around sports mentality that you grew up on?
Oh, most definitely. Like, always been around sports. I've been playing football since I was 4 years old, and it was always something we had to do to give back to the community. And then it's kind of hard to give back and be involved in my community now, because it's kind of like 8 hours away from like my hometown, then 3 hours, 5 hours away from my mom in Murfreesboro. So it's kind of hard to handle things when stuff goes on, but I always try my best to talk to some of the younger guys on the sports teams, like talk to coaches and say, hey, you can do things like this to get the community involved or help the community out, because there's a tornado last year that came and wiped my elementary school off, and it was hard because I couldn't go back and just like help the community out, but I tried to send money, clothes, and like canned goods and all that stuff down as often as I could, and my grandmother helped me out with that, and it's just, like I said it so many times, it fills my heart with joy to give back since I didn't have too much growing up.
Keontae, has there been a moment in the Muncie community that has maybe stood out to you?
I'll probably say to walk a mile in my shoes, just because like doing that and not being from Indiana and having to walk in the cold was it was a challenge, but it was fun because knowing what it was for, knowing what it was going to, is just most definitely I'll do it 1,000 times over again.
Thank you so much. That is all we have time for that part of the discussion.
President Mearns, we'd like to give you the final minute to reflect on today's conversation about Ball State athletics within the community.
Sure. Well, thank you, Daniel and Emma. Thank you for giving us this opportunity for me to talk about our outstanding student athletes. You know, people know that I'm a former student athlete and they see my passion for college sports. And the reason I'm so passionate is because they represent us with the way they compete on the field, the way they compete in the classroom and excel in the classroom. But what brings me the greatest pride is how they represent us in the community. And I know that these outstanding young women and outstanding young men will continue to bring those experiences, what happens to prepare for competition, but will bring those values to their careers and their lifetime afterwards. So I'm always proud and grateful to say, go Cardinals and chirp, chirp.
Thank you to President Mearns, Keontae, and Director of Athletics, Jeffrey Mitchell, for joining us today. My name is Daniel Keene.
And I'm Emma Deaton. Make sure to join us next time for Cardinal Compass, Campus and Community Conversations.
At Ball State University, we welcome you as a learning partner from day one. Our students bring creativity and determination to each aspect of the learning experience, from the classroom to the community. At Ball State, we help students turn an emerging passion into an enduring purpose. Our beautiful campus, welcoming environment, immersive learning, and collaborative culture provide the ideal place for you to pursue your journey to a fulfilling career and a meaningful life. We fly. Are you ready to fly?
Cardinal Compass was produced at Ball State University by students of the College of Communication, Information, and Media at the studios of University and Media Services. Cardinal Compass was produced by Dalton Kirk and Sean Meyer, audio engineering by Luke Litchfield. Special thanks to Sean Ashcraft for production assistance, the Department of Media, University Media Services, Ball State Marketing and Communications, and the Digital Corps.